Praise God, I'm Pastor Mark Cho, and welcome to Revival. Today, we're currently now in session at House of Praise at 1850 Elm Street. The message today is unblemished and spotless. The message today is unblemished and spotless. Someone say unblemished and spotless.
Unblemished and spotless.
The message is talking about the price was the blood. With precious blood of the Lamb, as of the Lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. We're living in a day when the message of the cross of the church is changing. Churches and even whole denominations are moving away from the old message of salvation through the blood of Jesus. And I'm moving towards a message of salvation through social activism and good works. The old bloody message of the cross is quickly being replaced by a bloodless message that lacks power and that lacks hope.
Come on now.
A message that's losing power lacks hope. I want to get us to see that the blood is everything. It all started with the blood and the shedding of the blood. We've all come here this Sunday morning and we came dressing nice, and you see in society they made it about everything but the cross. Yeah. You have the Easter Bunny was selling suits and buying suits. But we forgot about the blood. The enemy has gotten us as a country and as a people in a place where we now have become a different movement. And the movement that we are now is no longer representing the full anointing, full power of the blood of Jesus. It says here, a brutal and awful death was experienced on the cross. The cross Christ died on, the cross was one of absolute torture. You and I cannot even begin to imagine all the pain that Jesus was forced to endure for our sake. We can't even imagine what he went through for our sake. I'm just setting it up. So allow me to refresh your mind this morning about the terrible price Jesus paid for you as he suffered for sin that day. The Bible says in Matthew 27, it said he was scourged. In Luke 22:63 says he was beaten. Matthew 27 said he was spit upon. I want you to get this understanding, because a lot of times we celebrate this day and we go into all the praise about what happened, but Jesus was being mocked because he was supposed to be the king of the Jews. And guess what? They mocked him because they said, you are nobody. See, so he'd done all of this and he took. See, a lot of time we see the cross experience and we see how he was pierced in the side and how he bled and then he died. But don't you know that the crown that they gave him was a thorn, because they were mocking him. They were teasing Christ because they said, you're supposed to be the son of a king. You're supposed to be the great and mighty. This was his experience. This is what this day is all about. Understanding that nothing can happen outside of the blood. The blood is what the breakthrough is all about. Back in the day, they used to take the blood of the lamb, and the blood of the lamb had to be a purified, pure lamb. No spots, no wrinkles, nothing, unblemished. It also says in Isaiah 56, it says, they plucked his beard from his face. They mocked him. And also says here that they stripped him naked. This, And when the Roman Empire was there in Pilate, they began to say to the Jews, what do you want to do with him? And his own denied him. And I want to talk about this today because he went through so much for us. And his own denied him. They turned their back on Christ and began to say, crucify him. So before we get to the cross, we got to understand that it was what he was going through prior to getting to the cross. What he was going through before he got to the cross was they were putting him and trying to bring shame to his name. They were trying to diminish everything that he had done. Think about it. He raised the dead. He healed the blinded eyes. He blessed those that couldn't walk. And they were so upset that they said, we're going to crucify him. But the Roman Empire, the Pilate said, I don't want to do it. So he turned to his own people and said, what do you think we should do with him? And they said, crucify him. This message needs to be made clear because just as you see in that demonstration that the young people showed, the blood is your deliverance. Yes. If he did not die for our sins, there will be no deliverance today. No remission for sin. And because of that, we are able to say we're saved. It says everyone has sinned. We have all fallen short of the glorious standard. Because we fall short, we cannot obtain salvation in our own self. Someone said, cannot attain salvation in our own self. This is why you need to get up and get in church. This is why you need to humble yourself and pray. Because you cannot do it in your own strength. When you've seen the example that the youth brought up here, the young lady wanted to commit suicide. She wanted to do damage to herself. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is a gift that God has for us. But the church is going through because the church has become a church of activism. Become a place where we're just complacent. Come a place where we're no longer one in Christ Jesus. And it was all about the blood. See, so you can't do it in yourself. We cannot obtain salvation in our own self. We need a Savior. Someone said, we need a Savior.
We need a Savior.
God offered all of us on today. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus died as a substitute. Someone say substitute.
Substitute.
For us by paying the death penalty.
Yes, Jesus.
For our sins, which we could not pay ourselves. You and I, we cannot do it in our own strength. Now think about it. You're the son of a king. And when God created the earth, he said it was good, but the enemy came and he spoiled what God was doing. And the enemy thought that he had us, and he thought that he had God's creation. And then Jesus said to his father, send me and I will go. That's what it's all about. He stepped up to the job. He did not say, oh, you know what, by the way, just tell them to praise me. He didn't say, oh, by the way, just put a little anointed oil on them. But instead, he said, I'm going to sacrifice myself so that they might live. The Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish. That was the word of God. So now when you think about it, he gave his only. God wants us to know that you have to give your only. This is where the church has fallen short because we're not giving our only. God has blessed us with wealth, blessed us with jobs, blessed us with children, and we don't give our only. We give God whatever we feel like. I need you to know, turn with me to Romans 10:9. I'm going to teach you something here about the cross. Now, We know that we see that we went through the demonstration, and even about the cross, how we know that Jesus died on this day and he rose again. But he didn't rise again for us to just emulate. He didn't rise again for us to just, oh yeah, by the way, casually go on. He rose again to prove that he conquered death. Somebody said conquered death. It says, if you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe that God is risen from the dead. See, it said, if you confess, it didn't say me. I'm giving you the understanding of salvation. Some of us have been going through things in our life and we're saying, why is it that my mind keeps changing? Your mind keeps changing because of this scripture. It says, if you confess and believe that Jesus, God has risen from the dead, you will be saved. And because of this, the enemy is constantly dealing with our mind, trying to bring it into captivity, trying to deal with what you're going through throughout the week. And you know, we all go through some things. And you, how many of you at work and they're bugging you? How many of you have gone home and your family might not be operating the way it should be? The enemy is trying to take away the word believe. It said Jesus is Lord, and it said believe that God is risen from the dead. Now that means you got to take your mindset and say, I don't care what's going on around me. I'm going to continuously believe that he is real. Yes. Because the cross is all about salvation. It said, for it is by our faith that we are put. Come on, somebody say, it is by our faith that we are put right with God. So I'm going to ask you, where's your faith? You know, where is your faith? The Bible says if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. But know what we have done? We allowed our faith to not be challenged. We just give up. Now, this day is a great day to celebrate, but I want you to get the cross. I want you to know what it's all about. It's about you. It had nothing to do with Jesus. It had nothing to do with him. He just stepped up and he said, Father, send me. I'm going to go. And then when he got down here, he actually had to bear the pain of this flesh because he was not a supernatural at the time. Instead, he was in the flesh. Yes. Now, how many of us are going through something and God has challenged you and said, listen, you need to step up. You need to go. You need to go. And when we're in the church and when we're in the presence of God, we shout on it. Oh, I heard from the Lord. But when he challenges you, when the flesh don't want to do it, we don't get up and go. And then all of a sudden, he comes against our belief, and then we start to say, no. I don't need it like that. I don't need him like that. But I need you to understand that what you're going through, what your challenges are, even in your mindset, is because you won't give the extra. So Jesus, did he do it for you in vain? Is this day in vain? So we're supposed to say, send me and I'll go. It says, it is by our confession. Someone say, by our confession.
By our confession.
That we are saved. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to get that in your spirit. It is by your confession. What is a confession? Mm-hmm. A confession is when you stand boldly and confess something.
Yes.
In the court, they'll say, do you have anything you want to confess? Well, when you go before the priest in the Catholic Church and they give you the confession booth. But Jesus stood in a gap and he said, now you don't have to go to the priest. You can go straight to me, to the Father through me. See, so your access is to Christ. And then guess what? God, he said, I send my son that he pay a price. Because it wasn't something that could be done without paying something. So he paid his life, and the blood that drew from him was for your release. And because it was for your release, this is why we are saved today. Give God some praise.
Praise God.
If you turn with me to 1 Peter 1:8, It says, for you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. Now, this is NIV. He paid a ransom. You know what a ransom is? Ransom is when somebody took something you love, took someone you love, and held them hostage. Ransom, how many of you have seen them movies on TV where somebody stole the little girl or the young boy and put them in their trunk? And then they call the parents up and say, hey, I have your child in my trunk. Mm-hmm. And you're a millionaire. And that individual says, well, I need him back. Can you give him back to me? And that individual that has him hostage says, you're not getting him until you pay me something. Mm-hmm. That's right. You're not getting them, even though you know your child, you raised your child. Your child is not in your possession right now. Your child is being held for ransom. Mm. So the Bible says we were held for ransom. The life we inherited was from our ancestors. It was from your parents. That's what you inherited. But Jesus paid the price. And it says, and it was not paid with mere gold or silver. Someone said gold or silver.
Gold or silver.
I need you to understand this. We think we're going to throw money at it.
Jesus.
How's that working for you lately? Can money heal your sickness? Even a doctor has to rely on the grace of God.
That's right.
You know, you see people sitting in front of psychiatrists for year after year after year after year. It doesn't solve their problem. The Bible says a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. You cannot get what God is trying to do for you if your mind is not made up that he paid a price for you and that through that price, you are now saved.
Praise God, praise God. He paid the price. And I just want to say to everybody, find a church home, find a place of fellowship. We would love to have you come down to Manchester at 1850 Elm Street. Sunday morning services are at 10 a.m. Come be part of what God is doing. We need you. So come visit us. Amen. And I pray that you bless. In Jesus' name. Amen.